The Roommate Rulebook, a Hachette audio original powered by Wattpad. Written by Katie Hart. Read by Charlotte Wright.
Prologue. "This is it?" I asked, standing with one eyebrow raised in front of the small box room. My cousin smirked and nodded. "What? Not good enough for you?" he retorted. "I'd be surprised if I could fit in there, let alone my suitcase as well," I mumbled, taking in the room again. There was a single bed to the left, with a cupboard wardrobe and small desk to the right. The laminated space between the bed and the desk was minimal, but the room was better than living out in a youth hostel. "I told you it was small on the phone," Dev said with a shrug. I shook my head, nudging my case inside the door with my foot before following him down the hall and into the front room. "No, you said it was an ideal size," I answered. He slumped down onto the light brown sofa and stretched out, clearly making himself comfortable. I hesitantly picked up an old shirt from the arm of the chair and chucked it at him. "You can't be more than 5 feet tall. How much room do you need?" he asked. I decided against arguing with him as he sniffed the shirt, grimaced, and dropped it back onto the floor. "You're gross," I muttered, and he chuckled. The room was somewhat tidy, and the flat as a whole was cleaner than I had expected. But even this amount of mess was unusual to me. Back at home, everything was spotless. Mum had a cleaner that came in weekly to make sure that every surface was polished and every curtain was steamed. If anything, the untidy flat was relatively relaxing. "You're going to have to get used to it, Al. I've been living like this for 2 years and I'm not about to stop now." And with that, he turned on the TV and increased the volume, so that even if I did have a response for that, he wouldn't have heard it. I took that as an opportunity to go and have a look around. The kitchen was compact, but complete with a microwave and coffee machine, so I had no complaints, and the bathroom was pretty nice. I frowned when I reached a fifth door, one that was sandwiched in between the bathroom and the airing cupboard. "Dev?" I called, but got no reply. With a grumble, I padded into the living room and pinched the sole of his foot. He made a strange squeaking sound before frowning and muting the TV. "What?" he snapped, reaching down to rub his foot. I rolled my eyes and pointed toward the hallway. "What's with the other door?" Dev seemed to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?